The Bodybuilder and the Nun. Brian stood in front of the mirror, as his body would give him delight. He would flex and then hold a position, entranced by his muscular might. The effort, the hours of training, then a deep massage with oil, the aim to enhance his appearance in case his body might spoil. In summer, he loved the garden. Though not for lawn or roses, he liked to stand there stretching while assuming macho poses. His neighbours would wave, well, politely, while observing this intriguing man, transfixed by the presence before them, gold briefs and huge bottle of tan. One day, when outside straining, perspiring in the sun, he watched a passing sister, a kindly, friendly nun. Her body was committed to a life that was devout. Each day she kept on giving to those who were without. She cared for her body with work, a wash and scrub, and then each Thursday evening a shallow, lukewarm tub. He wondered about her lifestyle, free from suggestion and sin, though hidden by habit and headwear, he presumed that her body was thin. She glanced at this serious workout with concern for the state of his mind, while drawn to his muscular body. What on earth was he hoping to find? Each day his greeting was cheerful, an effort for one who was coy. Mary would smile and continue, perplexed by this posturing boy. A disaster unfolded one morning at breakfast while eating her toast. Mary stubbed her toe on the table and let out a terrible oath. The Mother Superior fainted. The sisters recoiled with the shock. Mary jumped up and quickly departed, with marmalade all down her frock. Disturbed by this sudden sad parting, she appealed to the heavenly host, then ended up near to Brian's, where she leant on his garden gate post. He was holding a favourite position, one he had worked on for years. Then he noticed today she seemed different, quite troubled and verging on tears. He turned to console her most dearly, his nature disguised by physique. She looked in his eyes, he was staggered. This nun was naturally chic. She said, "I can help with your spirit, to consider and think about faith." He said, "I can help with your body, you're thin and look like a wraith. Why not spend some time in the sunshine, feel it tingle all over your skin?" She, unsure about seeming too forward, said, "I thought that was some form of sin." Whenever a woman came near him, Brian would fumble and rush. This time his concern for the lady left but a smidge of a blush. Instead, his abiding intention to bring ease to her sadness with care, overwhelmed by his warmth and compassion, a moment unique helped them share. Odd partners, perhaps on the surface, they were both quite lonely and kind. Their efforts on body and spirit were uplifting to each other's mind. She said, "Let me feel your biceps, pectorals and gluteals." He said, "Well, I'm shy, but of course, dear, is there anything else that appeals?" "There is, though not now, perhaps later. I know you are lonely with fears." He sighed, "You are right. In my childhood, I was bullied and picked on for years." How will humanity progress if we only worship and pray? Equally, what are the prospects should you only pump iron all day? Mary knew from her time in the convent that offering love is to thrive. To blossom, you have to receive it. To share, be content, feel alive. Brian found that beneath all his muscle was this fire in his feelings and mind. His tender commitment to Mary meant leaving old ways far behind. The thought from their coming together, was this destiny, possibly fate? or merely a series of chances when they met by his neat garden gate. On those days when life seems never-ending and at risk of becoming a chore, recall how the warm heart of Brian opened up to a sister who swore.